All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, June 7th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have a ton of DFS action coming at you over the weekend here. We have golf round 3 and 4. We have NASCAR trucks today, cup race tomorrow. We have WNBA. We have MLB. We'll have NBA back tomorrow. There is an MMA slate later today, I believe, as well, with a big card there. So plenty of DFS action. If you guys aren't signed up with us and want to check us out, we do have a 5-day, no strings attached free trial. You can find details to that in the description of this video. But aside from that, for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do the show here on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, so you can tune in any one of those days, get your questions answered. All right. Appreciate you guys hanging out with me on a Saturday morning or afternoon, depending on where you are at. Let's get SaberSim up here. And got a couple questions here in the YouTube chat, so we will start with those and just kind of see where we go from there. So first one says, when looking at the projected contest field lineups, why do they show a negative Saber score? Good question. Probably something not a lot of people are noticing. So when you go to the field lineups, right, we have all of our different options here. You can pop these out into like a build effectively and like go and look at them. So I already popped one out. So we'll go and we'll open this up. All right. So you come in here. Let's do like smaller. Okay, there we go. So notice that this is what is in question. These Saber scores are negative. So the reason for that is a little bit of a technical one, but like when we go to a build and let's just run some lineups real quick. That way we can look at the Saber score. So let's just run 500 lineups real fast. And let's just let these lineups run real quick. Almost finished. All right. Build is loading up. All right. So we go over to the Saber score, right? And we're just going to pop any one of these out. It doesn't matter. So notice there are three variables, right? Projection, percentile, and then this ownership variable, right? Well, the field lineups don't go through the same build process as a regular build does. So what's effectively missing is this percentile metric. So what you're seeing, right, all these like small Saber scores of like -1, whatever, it's basically just projection and the adjusted ownership. So the adjusted ownership is effectively outweighing the projection, and that's why the Saber scores are negative. So it's projection plus 0 for percentile plus the negative weight on adjusted ownership. So it doesn't mean anything other than that. It's just effectively missing the variable. I wouldn't read too much into it, but I did kind of want to explain why that's happening, because the field lineups go through a different build process than a normal build, which is why they're missing the percentile variable. All right. Cool. Next one. After you hit refresh projections, do you need to rebuild your lineups again? Okay. Good question. So it kind of depends. You know, there's not a perfect answer for this. One of the best things, in my opinion, is if you see this, which you might not, but like, here's an example, and I'm going to use WNBA as an example here. So say this is the Discord, right? Okay. I'm in the WNBA lineup alert channel. If you see Sims run and projections change, you know, significantly, right? It's like, hey, these are the significant projection changes, and we summarize which players have moved. In this case, I probably would do a rebuild, right? But if you get a sim and like there's no significant projection changes, then I don't think you need to rebuild. Now, it's not always going to be clear if players are moving significantly or not. So like for other sports, if you're like doing this for MLB, so what I would lean on, if I were doing this for MLB, what I would say is refresh the projections. If there are out players, right? If a lineup changes and your lightning bolt lights up red, letting you know that you have out players in your lineups. If it's pre-slate, I would rebuild. If you refresh projections and there is no red icon, what you can do is either one, you can leave it, or two, if you're on ultimate, you could just rerun the contest sim to take advantage of the updated projections. So for just to go over this again, for starter, I would refresh. If no lightning bolt, I would leave it. If ultimate, I would refresh. If no lightning bolt, I would recontest sim. If refresh and lightning bolt pre-slate, I would rebuild. If refresh and lightning bolt post-slate, I would quick swap. And then you could decide if you want a late swap. I've been quick swapping only, you know, our new quick swap feature is like really powerful with all of the different options that it gives you to swap players out, to replace players if your salary is too low, like all those type of things. So I haven't really been late swapping for out players. I've mostly been quick swapping for out players. The only time I'm late swapping is like if I'm taking advantage of like live data in like the contest sim. So those have less to do with out players and more to do just with like re-optimizing my lineups. So I know I went over like a bunch of different scenarios, but you know, there are a lot of different people tuning in with different plans and subscriptions. So wanted to just kind of try and cover all the different ways that I think you can use it. So those are my opinions there on like rebuilding versus late versus just refreshing versus contest simming, all those type of things. Next question. Do you think we should let relief pitchers find their way into MLB showdown lineups? Yes, I absolutely do think you should. Couple things with this, right? Is that one, it's going to help to make your lineups way more unique. And the reason for that is like, if you've ever built a showdown lineup on your phone, there is like a toggle that says only show players who are starting. So like, any single person who is not using an optimizer will almost never play a relief pitcher because they don't see them by default, right? So that can help a lot. Number two is that, you know, there are scenarios where relievers do pitch two innings, three innings, right? It definitely depends, but there are, you know, opportunities for win bonuses, right? What if the And then the other thing to consider is like they're very cheap too, right? If we just go in here and we look at starters and relief pitchers, well, like all of the relief pitchers are like 4,000, right? Most of them. Now, I would be a little bit careful with this. In the sense that, you know, SaberSim is not, well, that's not true. It takes into account players who have pitched recently, but there's a little bit of like room for improvement here. So like what I would do is I would use something like RotoWire has like a bullpen usage, like URL. It's free. Post it here in the chat. This is what I use. So basically, like, if we're looking at this right here, right? We're just going to do an example. If I'm looking at the Cubs in Detroit, I would go to the Cubs. This is going to show me who's pitched recently by day. Okay, so it goes to their bullpen and it's saying, hey, these guys have all pitched, right? So, like, if I were to look at this, you know, I would say basically everybody's available here, you know, and I would probably just, like, cross-check these. One thing I will do is I will not leave 10K relief pitchers, like, available here. Like, let's just get rid of those guys. Let's set something for, like, projection greater than zero. Okay, and then I'll just, like, cross-check these. So, Holton is opening for Montero. So, like, I would leave him. He might get clicked on a little bit more. Okay, so, like, Will – oh, I'm on the wrong team. This is Detroit. So, let's go to Detroit. Okay, Detroit's a little bit more interesting, right? See, this is like kind of the stuff that I think is cool, or like where I think you can add value. Will Vest has thrown 39 pitches the last 3 days, and he just threw 21 pitches yesterday. I would probably err on like he's not going to pitch side, but we have him as like the first reliever or like the highest projected reliever, right? I think he's like one of their closers or like setup guys. So what can you do with this information, right? Well, one is you can just uncheck him, say like, hey, I don't want to play him. But what I like to do, right, is I kind of take this approach where like, hey, SaberSim has allocated, you know, let's just take these four players, Vest, Hanifi, Brisk, and Brebbia. It's put this many points for their bullpen, right? Okay, so we come in here, it's like 2.68 plus 2.27 plus 0.95, 0.95 plus 0.87. Okay, so 6.77 points is like what SaberSim is saying, hey, the bullpen, you know, gets this many points. I would effectively just like take Vest's points if I don't think he's going to pitch today, and then give his points to other players, right? And then I would look. So it's like, okay, I have 2.68 points to give away. Who do I want to give it to? It's like, okay, Hanifi looks available. Herder's not pitching today, probably. I think he's an opener. Canely is probably available. Unless he's hurt. So interesting, we don't have like Canely expected to pitch today. I think he might be available. Brebbia hasn't pitched in 3 days. Holton is pitching today. Brisk has thrown 6 pitches since Wednesday. And then I don't really know who Chase Lee is. So if I were to do anything here, I would probably give pitches to Brebbia, Brisk. I mean, Hanifi could pitch today. He's pitched like every other day, right? So I would do something like this. I would probably go 1 point to Bo, 1 point to Brebbia, and then I would give this 0.68 to Hanifi, I think. It was a Hanifi. Maybe I would just give like 0.2 to each. So then, okay, so Hanifi is going to get 2.47, 2.15, and then 2.07. So, you know, I distributed 2.6 points, right? And then I'm just going to zero him out. So it's not, you know, I didn't do perfect, right? There's still like 0.08 available, but like I could do it if I wanted to, you know, like, okay, you know, make this 2.15. Now these guys are even, right? And here I've redistributed the projection of the player I think that's not going to pitch and given it to guys that I think are more likely to pitch, right? And then the higher their projection, you know, the more likely they are to just kind of make their way into lineups. But players have low ownership. They do get in the games. They do pitch. Oh, I'd probably X Brebbia, even though I gave him projection. You know, 10K is just like way too much. So I'd probably focus on like Hanifi and Bo here. And then I would go and I would do the same thing for Chicago. And then I would just kind of let them find their way into lineups. Now, you might need to be a little bit careful here imagine Brebbia was like 4K, right? And we left him checked. Well, we don't have him with any ownership here because it's probably his like baseline projection was like too low. So in a situation where you boost him and he's like reasonable value, which he's not here, but if he was, he might actually get in a lot of lineups. And what happens here, right, is like basically when nobody else plays this player, even if he only does good like a small percentage of the time, you're at such an advantage when he does good because zero other lineups have him in the field lineup. So you need to be a little bit careful when there's a player with literally zero ownership and you boost their projection. You might have to like manage your exposure to that player after the fact, right? So just be careful with that. I've seen that with basketball, you know, just like a note on the NBA Finals. I think it was when Denver was playing OKC, there were some users who were like aggregating projections or like uploading projections from other sources and then building with SaberSim. Well, I saw one instance where we didn't have DeAndre Jordan projected and somebody's custom projections gave him a small projection of like 1 point. Well, when they gave him a projection and he had zero ownership from SaberSim, he just found his way into so many lineups because even at 1 point min salary, if he has a good game, you know, if he plays, if he gets a couple rebounds, a couple points, he's just so helpful to like your uniqueness because nobody else played him that the builder just wants to like jam him in. So that's just like a practical example of what I'm trying to describe here with like the relief pitchers. But as far as like, you know, the whole relief process, you know, this is what I would do. Playing MLB Showdown is just like try and figure out what relievers I think are most likely to play, redistribute the projection, and then let SaberSim figure it out, right? Like if we were to come in here and just run lineups, where's that guy? Let's get rid of Brebbia. You know what? Let's just like do a full example. Let's go do the Cubs next. I would say everyone here is available. So like Presley, check. Well, first off, everyone's 4K, so that's good. Presley, Cabrera. I don't see Cabrera. Thielbar. See him. Pomeranz. Pomeranz just opened. But he's probably available. That was 2 days ago. Keller. Yeah, so I would leave all these alone. You know, there might be a case to like flatten this out. Like look at like the last time, the couple times that they've pitched, you know, they all kind of throw like a similar number of pitches. And then like here, right, I'm looking at like the pitches tab, you know, Brazier, well, he's not here. Presley. See, like, we have Presley for, like, 5 pitches, but then we have, like, Keller for, like, 15. Where, in reality, I think, like, if Presley comes in, he probably throws, like, double-digit, right? So if you wanted to do something, right, you could, like, probably, like, make these guys even. You know, if you're like, hey, I think these guys have, like, an equal chance of getting in the game. Well, you could do something where you try and make their values like really similar. So, okay, I'm going to move Thielbar down half a point and I'm going to move Presley up half a point, right? And I try and get these players closer to each other. Okay, I'm going to move Keller down, you know, 0.3. And then I'm going to move Pomeranz up 0.3, right? Again, I'm taking their projection. I'm taking like the same amount away from somebody that I'm adding. I'm not giving more or less projection to the bullpen. I'm again redistributing it, making the values a little bit tighter to hopefully get these players more likely to be in lineups. The other thing here is like the players with less ownership. Well, if you give them equal value, they might actually get in more lineups. So I actually like the fact that the lower owned players have a little bit lower value because it probably equals out to the players with higher value having a little bit higher ownership, where you might actually see similar exposures to the relief pitchers now, right? So I'm not making the values equal because the ownership isn't exactly equal, but I'm scaling it kind of accordingly. We could make Keller like a little bit higher than Palencia if we wanted to get like crazy specific, but I'm not like too worried about it. But yeah, so that's kind of how I'm handling relief pitchers in MLB Showdown. I know that was pretty in-depth. Hopefully that helps somebody out there, but that's what I would be doing there. And then I'm interested now to just see what lineups look like. So let's like run some lineups. John said, thanks for detailed answer and thanks for the link. You are welcome. Yeah. There used to, this is a funny story just while the lineups are building. There used to be another website that did bullpen usage, and I used to use them more than RotoWire, and they had like a dispute internally, and it didn't end well, and I think that company, that website disappeared and never came back. So RIP to that good bullpen usage website. But RotoWire works just fine. All right. So lineups have built. Let's kick off some sims. Let's move some stuff around. I don't need this many columns. And I'm just moving things around my liking. All right. So it's probably a lot better. And again, we're just looking at pitchers and starting pitchers right now, like specifically. I'm just trying to see if any of them are going to get into our lineups. All right. So we're in the utility. We ran our contest sim. Now we're getting Holton. He's opening, right? So he's probably a little bit, you know, he has like a little bit more ownership. But here, right, you know, not a lot of exposure, but we're getting one lineup with Palencia for the Cubs, and then we're getting one lineup with Hanifee for the Tigers. So we're not just, like, jamming in relief pitchers, but the builder's saying, like, hey, you know, let's take one shot on this guy, let's take one shot on that guy. Another thing we didn't really talk about here, right, is look at this range of outcomes for relief pitchers, right? We're saying 61% of the time, this player doesn't pitch or gets 0 points, right? And then, you know, there are a certain amount of times he comes in, great, but then he gets negative points, right? He gets hit, he gives up a run or two, some hits, whatever. So then we got to be aware of that, right? And then, but then there are sometimes, you know, some amount of the sims where he gets like 0 to 10, or maybe even like a little more, strikes out the side. So this matters a lot. This is going to help you to manage your leverage. You know, it's not just taking the average projection and, you know, the ownership and then just like using that and saying, hey, you know, in 61% of the sims, this guy does not pitch. Or Hanifee looks a little bit different than Palencia. Interesting. I think it's kind of good that you can click on two players and they could have a little bit different charts. Because sometimes guys have different roles, right? So I think we're taking into account, like, is this guy a middle reliever? Is this guy, you know, a closer? Is he, I forget what they call the guy that, like, comes in the eighth inning and, like, gets the hold. But setup man, right? Is he, like, a setup man, right? So I think there's a little bit of, like, depth chart stuff that's attached to the differences here in the range of outcomes. But I think the fact that, you know, we're taking into account those range of outcomes in a pretty interesting way, especially with like Palencia, matters a lot. So we're going to take a couple shots on relief pitchers, but we're not just going to like jam them in here, right? So I think that's good. And then let's check captains real quick. And no relief pitchers in the captains. Again, we're like filtered here for relief pitchers, right? So everyone else is like probably a batter. So yeah, we did some research for relief pitchers. We made some adjustments. We, you know, verified our exposures after the fact. Everything seems good. So I'd be happy with you know, the couple shots that we're taking there and just kind of go from there. John said, too bad DK nerfed Showdown after year one and took save bonuses. Yeah, I know. I wish they still had save bonuses. That would make it like way more fun and like way more interesting. It could be due to like, you know, like I was saying, where like they don't show the players who aren't starting by default. And like the save bonuses were like such an edge for people who like knew that information, right? Because I don't think every person who like opens their phone is like going and checking like the scoring system. But for like the users who like were and are using optimizers, probably like a huge edge to have those like extra points that other people aren't even really probably even aware of. And then they also don't even know that those players are like available because they didn't click like enough buttons to like figure it out. So, you know, could be something like that. I'm obviously speculating, but yeah, I definitely do miss the save bonuses for sure. All right. Let me jump back to office hours real quick. Looks like we're caught up there, caught up here in the YouTube chat. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.